I have here today with me, Debbie Huffman. Debbie, how are you?
Oh, couldn't be greater, Amy. This is so much fun, and the weather is perfect for today, and look at the crowds already.
Wow, look what we have in front of us. We have Boeing's newest addition to their line, the 787 Dreamliner. Did you see it come in?
I saw her coming around and didn't get to see her land, but got to see her once she was in place.
Oh, wow. She really is something. Now, Debbie, how long have you been with EAA?
Gee, my first membership was in 1978.
1978.
And I had a lapse in there. I teach, and I had moved out of state a while from Georgia to Oklahoma, and life interfered with life, and I got back into aviation again and back into EAA in about 2000.
Okay, but you didn't just get back to EAA this time. Now, you're around Atlanta, Georgia. Tell me a little bit about your chapter.
EAA 690 is the most awesome chapter. We're very multidimensional. We've got the builders. We've got those that have restored. We've got the flyers. We've got educators. We've got enthusiasts, and we've got wives who support, and girlfriends and boyfriends who just support their partners and love to come out. We do a pancake breakfast every month. We fly Young Eagles every month. We have a chapter meeting and program every month, and we also have a program at the breakfast.
But here's the thing. You're being very, very coy, because you're the president of that chapter. How long have you been the president of EAA Chapter 690?
This is my sixth year.
Your sixth year.
Yes.
And how many of those members are here this week?
Oh, gee. They're probably 50 or 60.
50 or 60
right.
Members your chapter are here. And how many are staying in your house?
Well, it's the Epsilon Alpha Alpha house of 690. And so far this week, I think the high night was about 24.
About 20,
but we won't tell anybody.
24?
Yeah, last night I think there were 21.
That's a lot of people in one place at one time. You have a great location out by the North 40, though. It's a wonderful house.
Yes.
And that's exciting. What does it take to get all those people up here? I mean, what kind of organization during the year?
Well, we have so much enthusiasm. We have about 165 active current members. And actually, we have more than that. Some of them have just forgotten to pay their dues, so they don't get in the count until they pay their dues. But
okay.
Those people are coming around all the time, and not only do they come to things that are going on, this is like Mecca for us. And they're always dreaming up new things to do, especially to reach young people.
Yes, reaching young people is key. So tell us a little bit about what you've been doing outreach-wise. I mean, you're a teacher, right?
So I teach aerospace education at Fernbank Science Center in Atlanta. We have a Lockheed Martin aviation camp, and we support that through our chapter. We advertise it through the chapter. I teach aerospace courses to teachers. I have a workshop for teachers. I have an advanced aviation camp for the older kids, and they come out to the chapter, and we're building a Monterey glider with them, and they love it. It's been about a six-year project. And then we send kids up to Air Academy every year. We also provide scholarships for flight training to lucky students who will apply. And we try to encourage all the kids who receive scholarships from us to come back and support our events at the chapter and to bring their friends. We have an Aviation Explorer post at our chapter as well.
An Aviation Explorer post. They had a big meeting out here this week, and it's really exciting to know that you've got an Aviation Explorer post. Now, that's a part of the Boy Scouts of America, but it's a co-ed part of the Boy Scouts of America, correct?
It is.
Yes.
And we've got lots of girls in that program.
Excellent. See, that was just something we were talking about this week, how more girls involved in the Aviation Explorers post. And one way to do it is keyed in through EAA, where there are plenty of girls, right?
EAA is the perfect way to do that.
That's exactly right. Debbie, tell me, what is the coolest thing you've seen on the field this week?
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, the Dreamliner's tough to beat. It was fun seeing Rutan's airplanes yesterday, because my first year here, Dick and Bert and Mike Melville flew in the Vera Vigan, the Defiant, and the Long Easy at 5 o'clock on target for the air show. And then I got to drive Dick and Gina up and down the flight line in the little car. That was my first year at Oshkosh.
Yeah.
So, and now my daughter's doing that job. So,
oh, that's wonderful.
It's all in the family.
It's all in the family. It's all in the family. That's terrific. Debbie, thank you so much for taking the time to stop by with us today at EAA Radio. That's EAARadio.net, 93.3 FM, 1210 AM.